Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
There are plenty of shoulders to lean on in this home.
Brandon, Dylan, Noah.
Brandon and Dylan are just two of Sharon Cremier's 9 foster and adopted children. Then there's this little guy.
Noah Thomas Higgins.
But Noah isn't Sharon's son.
No, actually, my daughter has adopted him. Who am I?
Nana.
I'm actually Nana now.
Because it seems this foster family thing is contagious. Take the case of Zach.
I moved here and to Mama Sharon's house, and I was a little bit scared at first, but when I went in the door and I moved in, everything changed for me. My life changed.
It was here Zach met Sharon's friend, Sarah Anderson.
We met the Cormier family, and we met their kids and started learning the stories and the trials and triumphs that these kids go through, and I just couldn't have that information in my head and not be part of the solution.
So Sarah and her husband adopted Zach and Zach's sister, Jasmine, who says in this extended family,
he gets to do a lot of good things, and you have a lot of people to play with.
Between them, Sarah and Sharon now have 17 adopted and foster children, often caring for kids from the same biological family.
Yeah, that way the sibling groups get to stay together and they still get to see each other every day. So it's hard enough losing your biological parents, and then to have to be split apart from your siblings is even worse. So we try and keep them together. It is a lot of work, but it's rewarding work.
Helping kids who once had little future realize some big dreams.
I either want to go into the military or I want to play basketball professionally.
I hear you're quite the singer, too, though.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Please swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow.
You know, it just melts your heart to see a child that has come into your home that's very bitter and angry, and to see them, you know, break down those barriers and begin to be able to melt your heart. That makes it worth it.
It's awesome.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I hope you carry on.
I cry when we're at places and they're being successful, or, you know, they're having fun, and I just sit back and cry, and I'm like, everybody's like, you're crying again. You're a black belt. Why are you crying?
I think we understand why. For Cairo's Holiday Magic, Heather Bosch, News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.